Jerry Walters was just tired of sitting in his backyard watching the same old folks in the same old neighborhood do the same old thing. He was ready for a change, so he decided to do something different. Really different. He went out and bought 45 6-foot helium balloons and attached them to his lawn chair, which was tethered to a car to keep it from taking off. Then he donned a parachute. Yeah, you know where this is going. He packed a bottle of soda pop, a CB radio, and a BB gun to shoot out the balloon so he could come down. This is the real deal. So he thought he'd get this great view of his neighborhood. Oh, he got more than that. Yeah. When his friends cut his lawn chair loose, he shot 1,000 feet into the air in a minute. And before long, Larry and his flying lawn chair were 16,000 feet over the Los Angeles area. That's like 3 miles up, man. A pilot radioed the tower and said, "We've spotted a man in a lawn chair at 16,000 feet. I can't even guess what the tower must have said back to that pilot. Well, meanwhile, Larry's yelling into his CB radio, "Mayday, mayday." Yeah, I guess. He eventually managed to shoot out enough balloons to come down, where he landed in some wires and caused a power outage in Long Beach, California. Well, he got down okay. He even got some TV appearances and an FAA fine. Not bad for an ordinary guy in a lodge there, huh? Well, I'm Ron Edgecraft, and I want to have a word with you today about when you're ready for a change. Now, here was a man who was tired of same old, and willing to take a risk to go where he'd never been able to go before. In a way, that's what I'm asking you to consider today. Because like many people, you might be ready for a change. Because life is lonely the way it is now. Because life seems pretty meaningless. The question, why am I here, still doesn't have a satisfactory answer after all these years. You're ready for a change. Maybe life hurts, too. I mean, there's been a lot of pain, but not much healing. And life's not safe, either. I mean, there are terror alerts and bad news from the doctor that can change everything, losing people you counted on, and those unsettling thoughts whenever you go to a funeral, reminding you of the day that it'll be you there. You're tired of same old. You're ready for a change. Well, into that restlessness for something better comes these hope-giving words that come from Jesus Christ. They're recorded in our word for today from the Word of God in John 10, verse 10. He said the thief, he's talking about the devil, comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Contrary to the misconception some people have, Jesus does not put a lid on your life. Nope. He blows the lid off your life by doing something about the loneliness, about the meaninglessness, about the pain, and the danger of our future. How? Well, he came here to fix what makes life so lonely and meaningless and hurtful and dangerous. And that's this grand canyon between us and God, created by a lifetime of you and me doing things our way instead of God's way. Sin, the Bible calls it. The one whose love we were made for, that we're lonely for, is on the other side of that canyon. And the one who put us here, who knows why we're here, he's on the other side. We're separated from the one who can heal our pain, who can replace an uncertain future with a guaranteed place in heaven. It took Jesus putting a cross over that canyon to get us to the God we need so desperately. It took his dying to pay the death penalty for what you and I have done. And now Jesus has come to where you are this very day to offer you the life he died and then rose again to give you. But like any gift, you got to reach out and take it. You have to tell him in faith, "Jesus, I'm tired of running my own life. I'm ready for that change that only you can give me. I'm yours now." And the moment you do that, you have crossed that canyon into the arms of the God you were made by and made for and into the greatest love in the universe. You want to do that today? You want to get this done? You want to end up in the place you were supposed to be all along in a relationship with God? Tell him, "Jesus, I'm yours," and go to our website and find out there how you can be sure you belong to him. That's anewstory.com, because this could be day one of your new story. Anewstory.com. Please go there today. And don't waste one more day without him.